Sports Time is sponsored by Badgerland Flooring, where they don't just cover floors, they cover all the bases in home design. By Southwest Title, where closing deals is their game and they never drop the ball. And by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a look back at last night's high school events, a look ahead toward tonight, and a look ahead toward the Brewers opening a series against the Tigers.
Hey Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs. We look forward to serving you.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. Hornets Richland Center soccer girls last night picked up their first win of the season, 3-0 against Prairie du Chien on Parents' Night. All the Hornet goals came in the first half of the game, applying pressure to the Blackhawk defense. Peyton Bricco started the scoring off after a cross to the 18-yard box by Mariah Abde, and then another cross by Isabel Rodriguez, and Peyton finished it. Hornets' second goal came from sophomore Rowan May, off an assist from Mariah Abde just outside the 18, beating the Prairie keeper to the back post. Final goal of the night was a penalty kick for Rowan May after a tripping penalty in the box. The Hornet defense kept a shutout with keeper Olivia Deneau protecting the net. The Hornets will travel to La Crosse today to take on Central before another home Southwest Conference matchup with Platteville Lancaster coming up on Thursday evening. Dodgeville Mineral Point defeated Galena in another Southwest Conference match last night, 1-0. In baseball, Ithaca improved to 4-0 in the Ridge and Valley Conference with a 9-8 home win over North Crawford. The Bulldogs trailed 1-0 and 2-1 in the early going of the contest before breaking out to Leeds with a 4-run third inning and a 3-run fourth. Trailing 8-2, North Crawford plated 5 runs in the 6th inning before the Bulldogs scored what turned out to be the winning run. The Trojans got within a run with a score in the top of the 7th before the Bulldogs finally got out of the inning to end a wild game with a win. For Ithaca, Derek Franzen and Isaiah Fargen each had 2 hits, with Fargen knocking in 2 runs with a 4th inning double. Cody Burns had a double, a single, and 2 RBIs while scoring twice. Houston Boland was 2-for-4 with a double and 2 RBI. Boland was the starting pitcher for Ithaca with 6 strikeouts before exiting in the 6th inning. Caden Keller finished the game for Ithaca, striking out 4. North Crawford was led by Landry Staluka, who was 3-for-4 with a double. Landon Blaha was 2-for-3 with an RBI and 2 walks. Sawyer Staluka, 2-for-4. Sawyer started pitching and left the mound in the 4th inning. Landon Blaha finished the game for the Trojans. With the 9-8 win, Ithaca is now 4-1 overall, unbeaten through 4 games in the Ridge and Valley. North Crawford fell to 2-5 overall and 2-3 in the league. The two teams will meet again on Thursday, this time at North Crawford High School. Elsewhere yesterday in the Ridge and Valley Conference, it was a win for Kickapoo over Wazika Steuben, 5-4. Good win for Coach Eric Weigel's team as they nailed down a victory in the Ridge and Valley. And DeSoto, 22-0 over Lafarge in 5 innings. Cuba City defeated Richland Center in a non-conference game yesterday, 12-6 here in Richland Center, and Wisconsin Dells beat River Valley 9-5. Lancaster 14-12 over Southwestern. Iowa Grant 22, Hillsboro 2 in 5 innings. Viroqua 18, Arcadia nothing. It was Brookwood 3-2 over Royal, and Bangor 14, Wanewoc Center 1 in 5 innings. Schulzburg-Benton shut out Highland 4-0. In softball action at Ithaca, Ithaca Weston was a winner, 14-0 over North Crawford. J.C. Maxwell, the winning pitcher, going 2 innings, not giving up a hit, a run, walked 4, and struck out 6. J.C. and Valerie Bauer combined for a no-hitter. Valerie with 3 innings worked, giving up no hits, no runs, no walks, and 1 strikeout. Liliana Hagen suffered the loss for North Crawford with 7 walks and 4 strikeouts. Leading hitters for Ithaca Weston, Haley McGlynn, 2-for-2 with 2 walks, 3 runs, 2 RBIs, and a double. Alyssa Olson, 2-for-2, 2 walks, a run, and 2 RBIs. Maylee Plemer, 2-for-3 with 3 runs and a double. J.C. Maxwell, 2 for 3, scoring 3 times with 3 RBIs. Kelsey Coleman, 2 for 3 with a walk, 2 runs, 3 RBIs, and 2 walks. And Valerie Bauer, 1 for 3 with a walk, a run, 3 RBIs, and a home run yesterday. North Crawford, again, did not get a hit against Ithaca Weston in that Ridge and Valley Conference game. In other softball play last night, Richland Center won a close one with Lancaster, 3-1. The Hornets, they stay unbeaten in the conference. They'll have more action tonight and Thursday night during a tough conference week. River Valley, a winner against Mount Horeb outside the league, final score of 7-5. Riverdale with a small win against Darlington, 11-5. And Fenimore, 7-5 over Cuba City. Highland defeated Benton-Schulzburg, 17-7 in 6 innings. Broadhead over Dodgeville, 5-0. Royal, 13-5 over Brookwood. And Arcadia shut out Viroqua Youth Initiative, 19-0 in a 5-inning ball game. Now on tonight's schedule, Ithaca Weston softball will be at DeSoto, Stoddard Elementary School, going on this evening. There is a track meet at Kickapoo. Kickapoo Lafarge hosting a multi-school event, which includes many area schools. Busy night for Richland Center Sports. Hornet baseball team at Dodgeville. Hornet softball team making up a game at Dodgeville tonight. As we had mentioned, soccer action at Central this evening for the Richland Center girls. For River Valley, their varsity and JV action for golf team, Southwest Conference Golf Meet at Platteville Golf and Country Club this afternoon. Also, Platteville-Lancaster, the opponent at Platteville for the River Valley girls soccer team. Also, Kickapoo will be in action in baseball. They'll be taking on DeSoto. That is in Stoddard today. And Riverdale, baseball and softball in action. Softball taking on Mineral Point at home. Riverdale baseball hits the road to Boscobel. It's been a good start for the Riverdale baseball team. Here is Coach Kurt Thompson.
Yeah, we played well. We've gotten off to a pretty good start. Yeah, you want to, obviously, we got to improve on quite a few things yet, too, but we played well, picked up some early wins, and the team has, worked well together, so we're happy with their start.
Has there been a game where you've been, most pleased, where you thought you played maybe your best?
I think we played a series of really good games against some really good teams. I think the Cuba City game was a big win for us down there. That's kind of a tough place to play, and traditionally they're very strong. We're able to win that one. Even though we lost to Baraboo, playing a team of, up a couple divisions, that was a big game for us. I know it didn't come out the way we wanted it to come out, but we played solidly there. So, overall, I think we've done a lot of good things, but if we want to get to where we want to go, there's still a lot of things we have to improve on.
Riverdale baseball coach Kurt Thompson will have the Chieftains on with a road game at Boscobel today. Our spring sports road show going to Boscobel for baseball from the SWAL later today. Early frontrunners to be the next head coach for the Bucks have been named. ESPN reports general manager John Horst has opened a wide-ranging search. Current Bucks assistant Darvin Ham and former Memphis Grizzlies coach Taylor Jenkins are named among the frontrunners for the job. Behind the Buck, Pass.com reports the team is looking for a younger bench coach this time. Doc Rivers was 62 when he took the job. NBA play last night in the playoffs. Cleveland 115, Toronto 105, Atlanta 107, New York 106, and Minnesota 119, Denver 114. Left-hander Kyle Harrison will get the start as the Brewers open a 3-game series in Detroit tonight. The Tigers have been winners 8 times in the last 9 games. Milwaukee is playing without some of its most important players like Christian Yelich, Jackson Chirio, Andrew Vaughn, Quinn Priester, and Jared Koenig. All of those injured players are expected to return to action sometime next month. Manager Pat Murphy is happy with the way his team has played with a lot of grit.
We're battered. You guys can see that offensively. We've got 3 of our top 5 hitters out to battle through this, and 2 of them have been out the whole year. So I'm proud that we battle every game and we're in it. We're not playing great, or everybody's not playing their best, but at the same time, I'm really proud of it.
In the National League yesterday, the Cubs 5-1 over Philadelphia, the Dodgers 12, Colorado 3, Atlanta 9, Washington 4, Miami 5-3 over St. Louis. In the American League, Boston 8, Detroit 6, Houston 9-2 over Cleveland. It was Baltimore 7, Kansas City 5, Athletics 6, Seattle 4, Toronto 5-2 over the Angels. And Cincinnati won an interleague matchup with Tampa Bay 6-1. Packer news, they have released three players while getting ready for this week's NFL draft. That opens up three spots on the 90-man roster in case the team wants to make some moves. Green Bay doesn't have a pick in the draft until Friday. PackersWire.com reports the three players set free include tight end McCollin Castles, cornerback Tyron Herring, and linebacker Jamin Johnson. Brian Gutekunst, the Packer GM, has been happy overall with the roster and what it looks like for the future.
Our 2026 will be defined mostly by that, the guys that are already here and what they do to get better and better our football team. And I'm excited about that because I really do like the group of guys we have in that locker room. There's some guys that are really, they're coming into the best years of their career. You know, they've got a lot of experience under their belt now. We're a seasoned team. And I think right now what we have to do is we have to be able to get in those moments that we've struggled with the last 2 years and finish them off.
And the Wisconsin men's basketball program shot an air ball in its attempt to recruit the state's top high school player. Three-star forward Xavier Zenz was named the state's Mr. Basketball for this past season. He has committed to play for Illinois. Zenz averaged almost 24 points, nearly 5.5 rebounds, and 4.5 assists for Wisconsin Lutheran. That is a look at sports. I am Phil Nee. Badger Land Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin was founded with a simple goal: to serve Richland County and the surrounding communities with quality flooring and trusted craftsmanship. Today, that mission has grown beyond the showroom to include complete kitchen and bathroom remodels, tiled walk-in showers, and beautiful quartz, laminate, and granite countertops. Backed by years of experience, the Badger Land Flooring team still lives by one belief: if you can dream it, they can build it. Stop in or call today and let Badger Land Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin bring your home improvement vision to life.
Lust Auction Service. Bid, buy, and sell now at wisconsinsurplus.com. Auctions end daily. Don't miss out. Visit wisconsinsurplus.com today. Meister Log and Lumber Company. Buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. Call Toby Witkowski, your local professional forest manager, at Meister Log and Lumber. And Schmidt Woodland Hills, a modern assisted living community that offers different levels of assistance based on need. It's more than living, it's living well at Schmidt Woodland Hills, Richland Center.